President Bush is weighing plans to overhaul U.S. immigration policies toward Mexico. The White House Domestic Policy and National Security Council staff will receive a progress report later this week. It will reflect the views of Secretary of State Colin Powell and Attorney General John Ashcroft on issues under review by the High-Level Working Group on Migration. Among the proposals being considered is a new guest worker program for temporary laborers and a plan to grant amnesty to as many as 3 million Mexicans living illegally in the United States. Mexico's President Vicente Fox and many illegal immigrants across the country support the idea. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalita Barco reports.
Raul Peña earns $11.39 an hour washing dishes at the convention center in Oakland, California. Ever since he crossed the border illegally 7 years ago, he's lived, as do so many other undocumented immigrants from Mexico, in the shadows. He's scared of being deported or reporting crimes, vulnerable to exploitive bosses and landlords, unable to get medical insurance, a driver's license, or even open a checking account. So the possibility that the U.S. may make him legal is, he says, a godsend.
Es como una luz, pues en el cielo que estamos esperando.
It's like a light from the heavens that we've been waiting for, says Peña. It's important to feel part of society and not live in fear, he says. Peña's in L.A. to attend the annual convention of Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union. And like Peña, many of the union's members live an underground existence and welcome a real amnesty. Union Vice President Maria Elena Durazo.
Immigrants all over this country are very excited, and they're very hopeful for the first time in many, many years. After all, we put into the hands of those immigrants our children, our babies, our homes, are elderly, and so why not treat them with the respect that they deserve?
Durazo and the union already pushed to get the AFL-CIO to support undocumented immigrant workers. Now they're hoping to have an impact on President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox, who will be hammering out a deal for changing immigration policies in September. Durazo and others say what undocumented immigrants don't want is another guest worker program that allows immigrants to work here temporarily without full protections.
We will absolutely and aggressively oppose anything that has to do with a guest worker program where there are no rights for those workers and no way for them to be able to seek legalization in the future if they so desire.
The White House says the guest worker program is its main interest in immigration reform with Mexico, but such talk has ignited a lively political debate in Washington and among those who oppose looser immigration policies.
You know, we believe this is a terrible idea.
Ira Melman is a spokesperson for FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Like Republican Senator Phil Graham of Texas, Melman says granting the immigrants legal status would simply reward them for having broken the law.
And each time you create these amnesties, you create more incentives for illegal immigrants to come to the United States, and the numbers begin to ratchet out of control. We are now looking at anywhere from 9 to 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States, and this is even after we granted amnesty back in the 1980s. And we can fully expect to see those numbers go even higher if we continue to create these incentives for people to come here illegally.
Critics argue an amnesty would reduce wages and the number of available jobs for Americans. But immigrant advocates say the policies would simply recognize the hard work and talent Mexican immigrants are contributing to the country. They say the proposals are a welcome relief from Republican politicians who for years have proposed laws to punish undocumented immigrants and their children. Angelica Salas is the executive director of CHIRLA, the Center for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. She says while she's hopeful about an amnesty, she wonders if Mr. Bush is simply trying to gain more political support from Latinos.
We are looking for the details. We're hoping that it's not just a political ploy, but that in fact there is seriousness in the negotiations and there's seriousness in really dealing with the many problems that the undocumented face in this country, and really to lift people out of the shadows and to become full participants in this society.
Salas suggests that a real amnesty program would not be a one-shot deal to provide undocumented immigrants with green cards. Instead, she says there should be a cross-border process for Mexican workers to become legal U.S. residents and eventually American citizens. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.